On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
First up in local news this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, Laguna Beach resident Joseph Sandberg is serious about ending poverty in California, convinced it is no pipe dream. "We know how to end poverty," Sandberg says quietly but empathetically, sitting in a conference room at Servite High, his mentor and best friend from his school days at the Anaheim campus to either side of him. "We just haven't done it," he says. Sandberg says much is needed to break the cycle of poverty. A guaranteed basic income, job training, universal early education for children, and health care. Sandberg calls economic disparity the most severe moral crisis we face as a nation, and concludes it doesn't have to be that way. He's putting both his money and his mouth where his sense of morality is. Sandberg is working with Governor Jerry Brown's office to get word out about the earned income tax credit in California that Brown and state lawmakers authorized for this year. In 2013, he co-founded Aspiration, a Los Angeles-based digital financial services company that provides savings and investment options to middle-class investors. Clients determine a fair price fee to pay the firm, which donates 10% of its revenue to charity. The company motto, "Do well, do good." Locally, Sandberg sits on the board of Casa Teresa, an Orange-based nonprofit that provides support to pregnant women, and started an international leadership program at Servite that will send students to China this summer. But for now, it's the earned income tax credit he's focused on most keenly.
Good guy.
Seems like it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what came out in the news from the Independent yesterday.
Yeah.
There's another story here, which we should probably mention, that finally Orange County is getting its first needle exchange program. Students at UCI have been pushing for this for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Because they're from out of state, a lot of them, a lot of the students. And a big group of them are from San Francisco, strangely. So they have put together this thing, and the cops and the City Hall in Santa Ana have agreed this week or last week that there'll be a needle exchange program for people with addictions. Go get a needle or whatever they need from there.
Wait, explain that. I don't know. What does that mean?
If you're addicted to a drug and you use needles, you can go there, take your old needles with you, and they'll give you that number of needles back plus up to 20. So you take 10 needles with you, you can get up to 30 needles back. No questions asked, completely free of charge. It's a public health issue because if those people, sorry to carry on, but if those people continue to be free of disease, let's say, HIV or any other diseases that are communicated by needles, then the rest of us are safe.
It's to keep the needles clean, not necessarily to curb their addiction.
No, you've just got to do one thing at a time.
Yeah.
And the first thing is to make sure these people are not walking around with horrendous diseases.
Let's do one more international story this morning in the news. Bomb blasts in the Syrian cities of Homs and Damascus have left at least 140 people dead, monitors and state media say. At least four blasts struck the southern Damascus suburb of Saida Zainab, killing at least 83 people. Earlier in Homs, 57 people, mainly civilians, were killed in a double car bombing, according to a monitoring group. The Islamic State said it carried out the attacks in both cities. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has said a provisional agreement has been reached with Russia on a partial truce in the conflict. Kerry spoke optimistically about progress towards a possible ceasefire. He has spoken to his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, he said, and they have agreed on terms, but details still needed to be worked out. Earlier this month, world powers involved in Syria agreed to seek a cessation of hostilities, but the Friday deadline has come and gone.
Yeah. Well, you know, the politicians talk and talk, and that's great, but I don't think ISIS are going to put down the weapons anytime soon.
I don't think they care about politics.
No, that's right.
That's your news today, both locally and internationally, and much more fun news. It's Jason Fetty's 50th birthday.
Yay!
We'll talk to him.
50 years ago today.
What happened?
Popped out and said, hello.
All right, then.
And they spanked me, and the doctor said, don't you ever go in there again. And I never did.
This is a band called Half Moon Run. We'll talk to Jason about all of that coming up.